Ladies and gentlemen, really happy to be here today because it's Friday, heading into the weekend, and Mr. Kiger just rolled in.
Rolled in, and after doing four Olympics, we'll do a little Olympic coverage, so to speak, from trivia for the next several days.
And you decided not to get involved this year, right?
Well, I mean, I did my four. Mm-hmm. I was in Calgary. I was in Albertville. I was in France. I was in Lillehammer, and I was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So I worked my four. I could have gone to Nagano in Japan in 1998, and then I just kind of, you know, that's enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's a young man's job.
That was a great experience.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I could tell stories.
Yeah, I'm sure. We'll have to get together sometime and tell. I've heard some of those stories, but you should write a book.
Well, I could.
Really,
actually,
you could.
I mean, I'll never forget, as we're getting ready to go do the opening ceremony.
Yeah.
In Lillehammer, I climb into a van as the researcher for opening ceremony. And I looked around, and sitting beside me was Charles Kuralt. Sitting in front of me was Ed Bradley. Sitting directly behind me was Greg Gumbel.
Wow.
Neil Pilson, the president of CBS, was sitting beside me.
Yeah.
I mean, I was looking around just going, oh, my God.
Is this really happening to me?
And I'm just... skinny white boy from Tobacco Road.
That's really cool, man.
It was cool.
What a great experience. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Ultimate respect for Ed Bradley, the late Ed Bradley.
Charles
Kuralt.
I was like pinching myself going.
Greg Gumbel, I like too.
Greg Gumbel's a good guy.
I don't like Bryant.
He's got a lot of attitude.
Yeah, he does. And who was the other one you said? Neil Pilson.
Neil Pilson was the president of CBS.
One other one you mentioned, I can't remember.
Short Greg Gumbel, Charles Kuralt, Ed Bradley. No, I think I got that most of it.
Well, yeah. And there was Freddie Kiger, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah, and I was the little finger or the appendix in that van population.
That's amazing. That's a great story, man.
Well, thank you.
Seriously, write a book.
All right.
You could get Dragan Mihaljevic to help you.
Well, Dragan was the reason that I was there, WCHL alum.
Hey, listen, it's coming up on the top of the hour here. I guess we ought to go ahead and ask a question.
Yes, we should. Summer Olympics. We're going to be doing several Summer Olympics. In 2009, what U.S. city did Rio beat out to win the right to host the games of the 31st Olympiad?
Okay.
So all the cities had to bid in 2009 for the 2016 Summer Games. Mm-hmm. What U.S. city did Rio beat out to win the right to host the games of the 31st Olympiad?
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live all over the world on Chapelboro. Freddie, you want to know what city it was that Rio defeated to win the right to host the Olympics?
There were actually three other cities, but I did specifically ask for the one U.S. city that had hoped to host the 2016 games.
Wasn't it Los Angeles?
That's a great guess, but no.
No.
Go to the Midwest.
The Midwest?
Yes. The Windy City.
Chicago?
Chicago.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Although Chicago, Madrid, Tokyo, and Rio all hoped to be and made the Final Four, to be quite honest, Chicago was the first of the four to be dropped from consideration.
Yeah.
And then it came down to Madrid, Tokyo, and Rio was accepted by the International Olympic Committee. And that's why we are gathered where we are today for opening ceremony. And folks, as an Olympic researcher, please help us stamp out ignorance. If you hear someone say opening ceremonies, it is Olympically incorrect.
Really?
It's always opening ceremony. Mm-hmm. It's always closing ceremony, and only referred to in the plural when you mention both opening and closing ceremonies.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, but I think you're right. That is a common mistake.
Well, I don't think ignorance was the right word. I was just kind of being facetious, but it's a very common mistake. In fact, I had to call up my ESPN comrades after I was watching the little ticker. They kept tonight opening ceremonies. And I finally called up and went, "Hey guys," and they corrected it.
Cool.
No, that's cool. Well,
Freddie, you wield a lot of power.
Well, only in certain instances. But, you know, the opening ceremony is a very stirring event. Yeah, so it enjoy it and sit back because you're about to be avalanched by NBC and world coverage of the games of the 31st Olympiad.
With all the problems they've had leading up to it, I hope it goes well.
I just gotta say. That's fingers crossed.
Yep.
Everybody have a good weekend. Watch plenty of Olympics.